A whistleblower took the stand. Officer Polanco is a dad with three children. He says he grew up in the hood and knows what it's like when it's 95 degrees outside and you go downstairs because you had a fight with your sister and then you get harassed by cops. I don't think that's the way police should conduct themselves, he said. Polanco said, I don't want my kids to get harassed by anyone. I don't want my kids to get shot by a cop who then runs to fill out a 250. That's the checklist police fill out after stops are made. Polanco secretly recorded talks by his commanders where he worked at the 41st Precinct in the Bronx. In this recording, you hear his commanding officer speak about the need to meet a quota.
20-1 is what the union is stacking up.
20-1, 20 summonses, 5 stops, and 1 arrest per month is the quota the patrolmen need to meet. Polanco said if he didn't get the numbers while working patrol, he'd face poor evaluations, shift changes, and no overtime. Darius Charney is senior staff attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
What clearly came out is there was discussion of the 1 in 20, which corroborates Officer Polanco's testimony. You heard the precinct commander, Donald McHugh, say that these numbers were mandatory, non-negotiable. And you also heard him name names at the top of the department. You heard him name Chief Gianelli. You heard him name Borough Chief Pertel when it came to discussing the numbers of summonses. So I think that was very powerful and, again, corroborates Officer Polanco. So they can try all they want to delegitimize him and make him look like a liar or, he's just upset, but the recordings speak for themselves.
And sometimes, listen, it's tough for some of us who have bad habits now to get over those, but I'm saying that some people have said something, hey, respectful, what's going on with these services, this and that. That's more like, just guys, I'm aware of it. And I would try and look out for you when I'm just saying, is this what we could look out for the chief so it's good for us? And the borough gets that. Because you know what? They control the overtime too, guys.
Polanco testified that if cops don't meet quotas, they won't get any support from other officers or from higher-ups.
Because I don't want to fight him or fight the captain, whatever the case, because I know that you're solid, I will fight. But if you're zero, I'm not fighting. I'm like, hey, whatever.
On another tape played in the courtroom, an officer said he was directed by a commanding officer to write a summons for a wrong left turn he didn't see.
And I didn't see it, and he says, well, pull over the car. So I got to take the direct order, pull over the car. Well, what do you want me to do? You know, summons. Right? Well, I didn't observe it. Well, I did. And on the bottom of that stupid summons, they could scratched off whatever the fuck it said, because I don't even know. I can't probably even fucking see it. And then he signed his name.
Polanco said this is not unusual. On day 3, Charney said what's becoming clear is that the problem is very widespread.
It goes to the top of the department, and that there really is a difference between what the city's lawyer said during their opening and what actually happens on the streets of New York.
What do you mean by that, what the city said?
Well, the city said in their opening how, they have this, they have a lot of systems in place to ensure that officers comply with the Constitution. They, make efforts to engage the community. But then, you hear from actual New Yorkers who've been mistreated by the police who will say, I'm afraid to leave my house. And that doesn't sound to me like a police department that is interested in working with the community. And then today you're hearing from a police officer who's saying, look, nobody ever checked to see if what I did was constitutional or not. All they did was want to know how much activity I produced.
Whistleblowers, according to Charney, provide powerful evidence not only of the existence of illegal productivity standards, but also direct evidence of the disconnect between what the NYPD says its policies are, what it says on paper, and how they are actually practiced in the precincts and on the streets of New York. The Center for Constitutional Rights says other officers and expert testimony is expected, which will corroborate quota pressure and the racial composition of stop and frisk practices as the trial continues. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.